ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 द समम बोनम चैप्टर 7 द किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन त्रिनावर्त वर्स नंबर 1 and 2 कंबाइंड। सो वी विल रिसाइट वर्स नंबर 1। श्रीराजो वाच येन येनावतारेन भगवान हरिर ईश्वर करोति कर्ण रम्यानि मनोज्ञानि च न प्रभो। श्रीराज उवाच येन येन अवतारेन भगवान हरिर ईश्वर करोति कर्ण रम्यानि मनोज्ञानी च न प्रभो। श्रीराज उवाच येन येन अवतारेन भगवान हरिरीश्वर करोति कर्ण रम्यानि मनोज्ञानी च न प्रभो। श्रीराज उवाच येन येन अवतारेण भगवान हरीश्वर करोति कर्ण रम्यानि मनोज्ञानी च न प्रभो। श्रीराज उवाच येन येन अवतारेण भगवान हरिरीश्वर करोति कर्ण रम्यानि मनोज्ञानि च न प्रभो। माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। श्री राज उवाच द किंग इंक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम सुखदेव गोस्वामी येन येन अवतारेन द पास्ट टाइम्स एग्जिबिटेड बाय डिफरेंट वैरायटीज ऑफ इंकार्नेशंस भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हरि द लॉर्ड ईश्वर द कंट्रोलर करोति प्रेजेंट्स कर्ण रम्यानि वर ऑल वेरी प्लीजिंग टू द ईयर मन ज्ञानी वेरी अट्रैक्टिव टू द माइंड च ऑल्सो न ऑफ अस प्रभो माय लॉर्ड सुखदेव गोस्वामी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन किंग परीक्षित सेड माय लॉर्ड सुखदेव गोस्वामी ऑल द वेरियस एक्टिविटीज exhibited by the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly pleasing to the ear and to the mind. Simply by one's hearing of these activities, the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanish. Generally, we are reluctant to hear about the activities of the Lord. But Krishna's childhood activities are so attractive that they are automatically pleasing to the mind and ear. Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is a root cause of material existence, vanishes, and one gradually develops devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Attachment for Him and friendship with devotees who give us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about those activities of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Prem Vivarta, Krishna Bair Mukha Hoya Bhoga Vanchakare Nikatastha Maya Tare Japatiya Dhare. Our material existence is Maya or illusion, in which we desire different varieties of material enjoyment and therefore change to different varieties of bodies. Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Arudhani Mayaya Asan Api Kleshtada Asadeha. As long as we have this material temporary bodies, they give us many varieties of tribulation, adhyatmika, adibhautik, and adidaivika. This is the root cause of all suffering. But this root cause of suffering can be removed by revival of our Krishna consciousness. All the Vedic literatures presented by Vyasadev and other great sages are therefore intended to revive our Krishna consciousness, which begins to revive with Shravanam Kirtanam. Shranvatam Swakatha Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17. Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures exist simply to give us a chance to hear about Krishna. Krishna has different avatars or incarnations, all of which are wonderful and which arouse one inquisitiveness. But generally such avatars as Matsya, Kurma and Vara are not as attractive as Krishna. First of all, however, we have no attraction for hearing about Krishna, and this is the root cause of our suffering. But Parikshit Maharaj specifically mentions that the wonderful activities of baby Krishna, which amaze Mother Yashoda and the other inhabitants of Braj, are specially attractive. From the very beginning of his childhood, Krishna killed Putana, Trinavart, and Shaktasur and showed the entire universe within his mouth. Thus, the pastimes of Krishna, one after another, kept Mother Yashoda and all the inhabitants of Braj in great astonishment. The process to revive one's Krishna consciousness is Adau Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu 1.4.15. The pastimes of Krishna can be properly received from devotees. If one has developed a little bit of Krishna consciousness by hearing from Vaishnavas about the activities of Krishna, one becomes attached to Vaishnavas who are interested only in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj recommends that one hear about Krishna's childhood activities, which are more attractive than the activities of other incarnations, such as Matsya, Kurma and Varaha. Wanting to hear more and more from Shukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit requested him to continue describing Krishna's childhood activities, which are especially easy to hear and which create more and more inquisitiveness. Om Agyantimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 7 वर्स नंबर 1 ट्रांसलेशन। किंग परीक्षित सेड, माय लॉर्ड शुकदेव गोस्वामी, ऑल द वेरियस एक्टिविटीज एग्जिबिटेड बाय द इंकार्नेशंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड आर सर्टनली प्लीजिंग टू द ईयर एंड टू द माइंड। सिंपली बाय वंस हियरिंग ऑफ दिस एक्टिविटीज द डर्टी थिंग्स इन वंस माइंड इमीजिएटली वैनिश। जनरली वी आर रिलक्टेंट टू हियर अबाउट द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड, बट कृष्णास चाइल्डहुड एक्टिविटीज आर सो अट्रैक्टिव दैट दे आर ऑटोमेटिकली प्लीजिंग टू द माइंड एंड ईयर। Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is a root cause of material existence, vanishes, and one gradually develops devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Attachment for Him and friendship with devotees who give us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about those activities of the Lord. हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर स्टार्टिंग न्यू चैप्टर, चैप्टर 7 ऑफ 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। चैप्टर 6 वाज कंक्लूडेड यस्टरडे विथ द किलिंग ऑफ पूतना। सो इन दिस चैप्टर कृष्णा विल किल two more demons, Shaktasur and Trinavarta. I see some new faces in New Bhakta. Who all joined? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Very nice. Quickly tell me your names. Akshay. Huh? Loudly. दुर्गा प्रसाद, अक्षय, हाँ, चैतन्य, सॉरी, हरेश एंड हिमांशु एंड मनोरम गौरंगास। वेरी नाइस, वेलकम, वेलकम टू योर होम, वेलकम टू योर फैमिली, रियल फैमिली। In this pandemic, no company is hiring. They are removing their staff. But Radha Rasbihari is welcoming. Come to me. Become my staff. And you get eternal benefit. Amazing, right? Completely opposite. That's causeless mercy. So I'm happy to see all of you, bright faces. So each one of us, not just new bhaktas, each one of us is part and parcel of Krishna. We have a loving relationship with Krishna, which is eternal, permanent, already existing. But by some miscalculation, we left our relationship in the spiritual world and we came down to this material world. We forgot our relationship with Krishna. And here we are trying to find new relationships. We forgot the eternal relationship. And here we are trying to cultivate temporary relationships. So coming to the material world, the pure spirit soul comes under the three modes of material nature. And such a soul is called conditioned soul, Baddha Atma, ya Jiva. What is the difference between Atma and Jiva? Atma refers to pure spirit soul. Jiva refers to that spirit soul which is conditioned. Conditioned Atma is called Jiva. Conditioned Atma or conditioned soul is called Jiva. So coming to the material world, under the three modes of material nature, these three modes influence us, and by their influence we have many fold desires to enjoy. With our five senses, we want to enjoy five sense objects, or 10, or 15. We have less time, na? Otherwise, I will tell the whole menu, so etc. And they ran, and when they saw the beautiful form of Krishna, same standing in front of them, same as if what they used to every day remember, with nice peacock feather and lotus petal like eyes and blackish body and curly hair and reddish lips and flute and yellow dhoti. They received Krishna through their eyes, in their heart, and embraced him, and they achieved complete perfection. And they told, "We are your surrendered servants. Now we will not go back to village, we will stay with you." And Krishna said, "Oh, how can I take you to my home? What will I tell my father Nanda Maharaj? That I went to take care of some calves and cows and came back with some wives? That to others' wives as my girlfriends? That to Brahmana's wives? That will become a breaking news, big scandal. So I can't take you." And the wives of the Brahmanas understood Krishna's situation. They folded their hands with tears in their eyes and said, "No problem, don't take us, we understand. The tulsi mala you wear," Krishna wears the garland of tulsi leaves, "and you embrace the young gopis, in that time your tulsi mala breaks and falls on the ground, and it comes under the feet of the gopis and becomes destroyed. That destroyed leaves under the feet of the young gopis, you give us those destroyed leaves. With that as our support, we will remain in this forest whole life and not disturb you anymore." See what a determination. They don't want to disturb Krishna. Said, "We will stay in this forest." From where did they got so much love for Krishna? Because they heard from Krishna. The ladies who sell flowers and leaves and fruits, they will hear about Krishna. So they will from Nandgaon come to the wives of the Brahmana's village to sell their products. And when they sit with the wives of Brahmanas to sell their products, give the product and take money, or barter, take the other product, that will not be their only transaction. That will be 1%. 99% they will start talking. That's what ladies are used to. But they will talk about Krishna. And every day these wives of the Brahmanas heard about Krishna's beautiful form, and his wonderful pastimes, childhood pastimes, from this sellers. And just by hearing, they develop love. That is the proof that by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we will develop Krishna Prem. Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita and his confusion was over. Mrigari heard from Narad Muni and he became a pure devotee, non-violent hunter. Violent hunter became a non-violent sadhu. And Vidura heard from Maitreya Rishi and he became a new personality who went back and preached to Dhritarashtra and gave him liberation. And Parikshit Maharaj, 7 days before death, he heard from Sukadeva Goswami and he was not worried about death. He went back home, back to Godhead before even death arrived. So hearing is so powerful. Hearing is the most essential element in our practice of devotional service. Even chanting is most essential, of course. But chanting means what? We hear the holy name. And when we attend class, we hear the class. Hearing is most important. We can see Krishna not by our eyes. Not by our eyes. We can see Krishna by our ears. In fact, any object which we see, like this fan or table or chair or pillar, we see it by our ears, not by our eyes. So hearing is very, very important. So Srila Vyasadeva wrote this great literature and other Vedic literatures describing the pastimes of various incarnations of Krishna. Matsya, Kurma, Vara, Narsingha, Vaman. How many incarnations are there? 10? Unlimited! Unlimited incarnations. Few are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And pastimes of some are mentioned. And all are transcendental, great, attractive. When we hear, that sound vibration enters our heart. From our ear, it enters to our heart and our heart becomes purified. Just like a diseased patient, when he eats medicine and medicine goes into his stomach and the rest of the body and he becomes cured of the infection, cured of the disease. In the same way, this hearing medicine goes through our ears and goes into our heart. This other medicine goes from mouth to stomach. This goes from ear to heart. And we are cured of material disease. We are cured of material infection. We are cured of material desires. We are cured of all the dirty things in our heart. Lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, envy, and all nonsense which we have filled and accumulated and treasured for so many lifetimes just by hearing. So with our ear, we should hear. Then no fear. Clear? That's the process. So nice, so powerful. So here in Parikshit Maharaj, who is hearing 10th canto, has heard the other incarnations including Lord Ramchandra and Vaman avatar in 8th canto and Narsingha avatar in 7th canto and Vara avatar in 3rd canto. So many avatars he has heard already. He has already heard. But in this verse he is making a comparison between the stories and kathas which he has heard till now and what he is hearing now and about to hear. He is making a comparison. He is saying, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, hearing about the incarnations revives our relationship with Krishna, purifies our heart. But I am becoming more excited, more greedy than ever to hear these childhood pastimes of Krishna, because they are very pleasing to the mind and ear automatically. So are there difference between the pastimes? Isn't that offense to differentiate two different pastimes? So many times we hear it is not good to differentiate between creation leela and ras leela. Well, we should not compare and do offense. At the same time, there is variety, and that variety is experienced by Parikshit Maharaj and is experienced by even us when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That all pastimes and all incarnations and their activities are pleasing to ear and mind. But childhood pastimes automatically attract us to ear more. They are more pleasing to the ear and the mind. All pastimes purify us. Childhood pastimes quickly purify us. Quickly give Krishna prem because they are very attractive. There is sweetness there. There is madhurya there. So Parikshit Maharaj is eager, he is greedy. You know, there is difference between ruchi and asakti. In the steps from lower rung to higher rung of prema, adau shraddha, starting from shraddha, faith, then sadhu sangha, association of devotees, then bhajana kriya, practicing sadhana bhakti, then anartha nivritti, removal of all material contamination, then nishtha, firm faith, then ruchi, taste, then asakti, attachment, then bhava, the beginning of love for Krishna, emotions for Krishna, and finally Krishna prem. These are the steps. Gradual progress towards Krishna prem. So there are two points in this which I want to highlight related to this verse. Ruchi and asakti. What is the difference? Ruchi means taste. You like Krishna. You like the holy name. You want to associate with Krishna. Asakti means you are attached to Krishna. You can't avoid associating with Him. You got the difference? Ruchi means you like. Asakti means you cannot avoid. For example, ruchi for rasgulla means you like rasgulla. Anybody offers you, you will immediately honor it. That's called ruchi for rasgulla. Asakti for rasgulla means that if it is not available, you will search for it. I want rasgulla, I can't live without it. So in ruchi, you are not searching for Krishna. Whenever it is opportunity, you are receiving. There is a class, I will hear. There is a kirtan, I will dance. But there is no class and kirtan, I will sleep. Asakti, if there is no class kirtan, I will create an opportunity to hear and chant and read and serve. I will not sleep. There's a difference between ruchi and asakti. So Parikshit Maharaj is expressing his asakti in this verse when he's comparing the hearing he had up till now of other incarnations and the hearing he has now of Krishna's childhood pastimes. He said, I am greedy to hear, I want to hear more and more, I can't avoid it. Of course, this asakti is visible in other chapters also. Not that it's not visible. But here it's full-fledged greed. Not only he is eager, he is greedy to hear. That these pastimes will quickly give Krishna prem. Not only just purify, not only just purify, but give Krishna prem. This Bal Leela, childhood pastimes are very special. We all understand Golok Vrindavan, the spiritual world, and Bhauma Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan, manifested in the material world. Even though manifested in the material world, but it is not part of the map, not part of the material world. It's a transcendental Bhumi, Braj Bhumi. There is no difference. There is no difference. But one difference is there, and that is there are no childhood pastimes in Golok Vrindavan. If you go there, directly Krishna, 16-year boy, no childhood pastimes. So no makhan chori, and no stealing of clothes of the gopis, and nothing like that. But in Gokul Vrindavan, you can experience all this. That's why childhood pastimes are so attractive. Coming to the material world, complete loss. It's a mistake we came. But if at all some benefit is there, is we got to hear childhood pastimes, which you will not get in the spiritual world. No, no experience. You will not hear about them. That's why Satyavrat Muni in Damodar Ashtakam, he prays, what is that? I brought it. Varam Deva Moksham na Moksham Vadimva na Charnyam Varneham Vareshadapiha Idam Te Vapurnatha Gopala Balam Sadame Manasya Virastam Ki Manye. Ki, I don't want liberation. I don't want four-handed form in Vaikuntha. Forget heavenly planets and kingdom. I don't want all this. I just want to have darshan of your Bal Leela eternally. I just want to see this Damodar Leela when Mother Yashoda is chastising you with her stick and you are running in fear, crying with eyes full of tears. I want to just see this eternally. These are so attractive childhood pastimes. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami writes that not only Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, who had direct experience of these childhood pastimes with Krishna, even the Brajavasis who saw this, they developed Krishna prem. Not only the Brajavasis who saw this, we the hearers who are hearing these childhood pastimes will develop Krishna prem. What we are doing is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Then there is Raganuga Bhakti. Then there is Raga Atmika Bhakti. So the associates of Krishna, like Yashoda Maya, they have Rag. They have attachment to Krishna. Transcendental, 100% attachment to Krishna. So what they do is Raga Atmika Bhakti. They have spontaneous attachment to Krishna. Those who follow Yashoda Maya or such Brajavasis, those who follow them, they are Raga Nuga, follower of Raga Atmika, Bhaktas. Raga Nuga, Anuga means follower, follower of Raga. Raga Atmika means I have Raga. Raga Nuga means I am following the one who has Raga. That's Raga Nuga Bhakti. Then there is Vaidhi Bhakti, following rules and regulations, not Raga. Rules and regulations. So those who are doing Raga Atmika, when we follow them in Raga Nuga, or when we hear about them in Vaidhi, both quickly get Krishna prem. That is the greatness of Krishna's Bal Leela, childhood pastimes. Just like a jaundice patient, Rupa Goswami writes, when he takes sugar candy, he feels bitter, but he keeps taking it, he gets cured, and eventually he feels sugar candy is sweet. Jaundice is gone. That's Krishna's pastimes. Childhood pastimes also same, but the brand is better. The sugar candy is more powerful. You get purified, you get attached, you get Krishna prem. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying that by hearing this Bal Leela, we will develop pure devotional service, we will develop friendship with devotees, and we develop love for Krishna. So you please speak about this pastime. That's why 10th canto is very big. All the pastimes are mentioned. 9th canto, Lord Ramchandra's pastimes, not all are mentioned. Vaman Avatar, not all are mentioned. Of course, Krishna also, not all are mentioned, but many are mentioned. That's the summum bonum, the main crux, the most important. So this is the philosophy behind hearing childhood pastimes. Now we have two options. I continue the philosophy or actually I say some childhood pastimes. Right? So I am thinking actually we should have some sugar candy, right? Rather than just talking about sugar candy. So of course we will hear now how Krishna kills Shaktasur and Dinavarta in this chapter, and then Krishna grows up, he starts stealing. So I read Krishna when first time he stole in his own house, first time as a small child. He went to the storehouse where butter pots are kept and he pulled out freshly churned butter to eat. And when he was about to eat, there was a pillar with diamonds. And he saw his own reflection in the pillar. And he got afraid. He thought some other boy saw him stealing. So Krishna is very naughty and clever. He took the butter and went to the pillar and said, "Look, look, Sakha, don't tell my mother, you also eat." And he started feeding the pillar. But Yashoda Maiya saw this. She started laughing. And laughing she came and said, "Krishna, what are you doing?" Krishna got more afraid that Yashoda Maiya saw me stealing. He got so afraid, he ran and sat on the lap of Mother Yashoda. He said, "Maiya, Maiya, look, that boy was stealing your butter, I got it back." So who will not develop love for such a child? Every single activity Krishna does, Yashoda Maiya's love and Vatsalya increases, the gopi's love and Vatsalya increases. Second time when he was stealing butter, Mother Yashoda caught him red-handed, his hand was inside the butter pot. So Yashoda Maiya said, "Krishna, what are you doing?" Immediately he pulled his hand out, whole butter was there in his hand. Said, "Maiya, Maiya, you know, morning you gave me this new ruby, red bangles, they are burning my hand, so I am cooling it off." And Maiya said, okay, come, I'll remove your bangles. And she kissed his hands. Another time, it was evening time, Krishna stole and ate lots of butter whole day. And evening it was time to sleep. But you know, young children, very difficult to put them into bed. So Yashoda Maiya had some elder gopis, senior to her, visiting her house. So she was sitting and talking to them very respectfully, with covering her head with her sari and sitting properly and talking politely. And Krishna came from behind with tears in his eyes, "Maiya, Maiya, Maiya," crying. And he pulled her sari and uncovered her head. Then he pulled her hair, choti, and started removing all the items which bind her hair. And started pulling her and crying. So that was interruption to Mother Yashoda, who was taking care of the guest. So she told some of her friends, Sakhis, said, "You take care of this boy who is crying."
So Yashoda Sakis, they picked up Krishna who was crying. Said, Krishna, why are you crying? Why are you disturbing your mother? What do you want? You want Sandesh? He said, no. He said, you want Dahi? He said, no. He said, what do you want? He said, I want that fresh butter. Pointing towards the moon, full moon, it was Purnima. He said, I want that butter. Now Yashoda Maya told the gopi, somehow keep him quiet. So to keep him quiet, the gopi said, hey Krishna, that is not butter. That is swan, bird, Rajhams, royal swan, white swan. Krishna started crying more. He said, I want swan, please catch, I will play with swan. It will fly away, please catch. So the gopi failed to keep him quiet. So another gopi picked up. He said, Krishna, oh gopi jhoot bolti hai. That gopi is lying, speaking lies, liar, liar. This is not swan, this is chandra, moon. This is not butter, this is not swan, this is moon. Krishna started crying more, said, I want moon, I want chandra, I want to play with chandra, quickly, quickly, bring for me. So this gopi also failed. Then finally Mother Yashoda came, she picked up Krishna, said, Krishna, this gopi is jhooti, lying, this gopi is also jhooti, lying, both are liars. This is neither swan, this is neither moon, this is butter. So Krishna said, yes, I want butter. Maya said, darling Krishna, this is butter, but I will not give you. Said, why? Said, because you see this butter has poison, that black, this butter has poison, you know, moon has black spots. Krishna said, how butter can have poison? Said, Krishna, there is a long story, should I tell you? Krishna said, yes, yes, tell me, and he stopped crying. That was success because Mother Yashoda wanted him to stop cry. Hear a story like every day and go to sleep. Said, you know, this butter has poison. I'll tell you the story. Said, tell me. Said, once upon a time, there was a very big milk ocean. Now, to tell a story to Krishna is not easy. Because he will ask 10 questions at every statement. Even though he knows everything. Krishna, there was a milk ocean. Said, ocean? What is ocean? Said, very, very big. Lots of milk is there. Said, how much milk? He said, lots. Said, how much? How many cows gave that milk? Yashoda said, Krishna, cows didn't give that milk. Krishna said, jhooti, lying. Without cows there is no milk. Said, Krishna, look. One who gave milk to the cow, he gave milk in this ocean. That is God. But don't ask me where is he. Actually he is everywhere, but I can't show you. Yashoda Maya is speaking like this. Krishna is God, he is everywhere. He said, Maya, sachi bol rahi? Are you speaking truth? He said, yes, yes, believe me, I am speaking truth. He said, okay, continue. So there is a big milk ocean. Then there are demons. There are demigods. And they put Mandrachal Parvat as a churning rod. And they use Vasuki snake and they started churning the milk ocean. Kshir Sagar. Krishna said, how did they churn? Krishna, they just churned, they pulled the snake. He said, did they churn like the gopis who churn butter every day? Maya said, yes, yes. They churn like gopis. So they churn. The first gift they got is Kalakut, the poison. Krishna said, Jhuti, you are speaking lies. Snakes give poison. How can milk give poison? Yashoda Maiya said, look Krishna, the milk ocean gave poison. Lord Shiva drank it. Then whatever remained, snakes drank it. And that's why snakes give poison. Krishna said, Sachi? Said, yes, I am speaking truth. Said, okay, carry on. Then she said, after the poison, this Chandra came. But God mixed with the poison. And you are my darling, how can I give you butter? Not, sorry. After the poison, this butter came. Moon. And this butter got mixed with poison in the ocean. So how can I give poison to my darling? Krishna said, oh, okay. And he slept. Forgot about the Chandra. The next day morning, Yashoda Maiya went to wake up Krishna. And he washed his mouth. And Yashoda Maiya will every day touch her tummy like this. Krishna's soft tummy, soft stomach. She says, look Krishna, my finger is going inside. You didn't eat well yesterday? And she brought dahi, she brought makhan, she brought cheese and all these things to feed Krishna. Every day before bath, Krishna eats butter in silver bowl and silver spoon. And after bath, he eats butter in golden bowl and golden spoon. That is his suchi muchi. Like our suchi muchi. Fresh cloth and old cloth. So she brought all the silver utensils and yogurt and butter and cheese. Said, Krishna, look, your tummy is going inside. You will become weak. You didn't eat well yesterday. So you eat now. He said, no, I will not eat. Whole night I was hungry. Yesterday I asked you butter and you sent me told me a story. Now I will not eat. He is hungry but he is making nakra. And Mother Yashoda will start telling stories to Krishna about Krishna. That how he steals butter. And while telling those stories, when he hears, he becomes joyful and she starts feeding. So all these pastimes, they increase Mother Yashoda's love, Nanda Maharaj's love, so much so that Raghupati Upadhyay, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to recite some verses. And he said that there are many people who worship demigods, many people who worship Vedic literatures, many people who worship Brahmanas, people worship Vishnu, but as far as I am concerned, I don't worship all this. I worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard Krishna plays, Krishna crawls. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya are so great that they conquered Krishna. Krishna plays with them. Krishna becomes hungry because Yashoda Maiya wants to feed her breast milk. So these childhood pastimes are so attractive to our ears as well as our mind. Not only they purify, we want to hear more and more. And very quickly we get Krishna prem. So we should be grateful to Parikshit Maharaj who is requesting Shukadev Goswami, please give me more, please tell me more about these pastimes. And because he is asking him and Shukadev Goswami is replying, we got these pastimes to hear. On our platform of Vaidhi Bhakti, we should do this Shravanam, hearing very, very attentively. When we chant our rounds, we should hear the holy name attentively. And when we read and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we should be focused. Just if we do this properly without offenses, we will get Krishna prem. The ultimate goal of life is fulfilled. We will be successful just by hearing. So powerful process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it so easy. No need to go to the forest and do penance and fasting or charity or yajna. Or learn Vedas, or master Sanskrit mantras. We just sit and hear. Is it difficult to sit and hear? Not at all. It is difficult to speak. You know, your throat gets dry, you have to remember everything, you have to prepare the class. Hearing what you require, that's it. You understand, you don't understand, you're attentive, you're not attentive, nobody will disturb you even if you're sleeping. Hearing is so powerful, but it enters your ears. It enters your ears and Krishna Prem is revived, which happened with so many devotees. Just by hearing. So we should do it more and more. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Vamsivadan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you for giving nice class. Generally, we see when we distribute Krishna book, Krishna Leela, so people generally ask what we can learn from Krishna book. Because whatever Krishna did, it is extra human being act. So what we can learn, how we can apply in our life. So it is just story. So sometimes they reject it. So what is the benefit from for general people?
So we should tell people that Bhagavad Gita is what Krishna spoke and Krishna book is what Krishna did. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke that we should develop love for Krishna. And that is easily possible when we know what Krishna did by hearing about him. We can develop love for anybody only when we know about that person. Like if you keep hearing about America, you develop desire to go to America. Every day I tell you about Rajbhog, one day you will desire that I also want to eat Rajbhog, right? So every day you hear about Krishna from Krishna book, you develop love for Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada says this one book is sufficient, you just read this, you develop love for Krishna. So our ultimate goal of life is fulfilled. Plus the other benefits are when we hear about Krishna's pastimes, we get purified, we get to know about Krishna, we develop good qualities and our attachment to material things finishes or reduces. We no longer desire to hear about material heroes or go to cinema or read novels. Because everything which is there in a masala movie, all that masala is there in Krishna's pastimes. There is romance, there is suspense, there is thriller, there is horror, there is action, there is stunt, there is adventure, there is shock, there is wonder, there is family affairs. Everything which we get attracted by reading books or watching cinemas or some historical personalities, everything is there in Krishna's book. And the difference is if you watch a cinema, you get a headache. Or read a novel, you get headache, you want to finish, throw it after 1 or 2 hours. And Krishna book, when you read, you get peace. Right?
No. People are aware of this story. So they also know Makan Chor Lila. So they used to tell that he is a Makan Chor. Chor means then take it negative way. So how they can purify then?
No, so when they read Krishna book, first they will understand Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. Prabhupada has explained it very nicely. So unless you understand Krishna's position, you cannot judge and understand Krishna's activities. In fact, we should not judge. But even if somebody is judging somebody else, he should first know the person, then judge. Na? For example, if I tell you, I was on the bus stop, on the road there was red signal and one car passed, broke the signal. What is the first information, what is the first response? Are, galat ho gaya? How can he break the signal? Then I say, Narendra Modi was sitting in the car. They say, oh, haan, theek hai, koi baat nahi. Unless you know the person, you can't judge on his activity. So when you know Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, master of all the universes, how can you call him thief when the makhan belongs to him only? Right? If I go to my room and pick up something from my drawer, will you call me thief? They say, oh, tumka hi room hai na, unka hi pen hai. So when Krishna comes to the material world, he comes to one of his room. and he picks up makhan from a gopi's house, that is his house. So that's not called thief. So when people read properly from first chapter, Prabhupada's Krishna book with so much philosophy inside, they will not misjudge Krishna, they will not misunderstand Krishna, and they will develop love for Krishna. Okay? Any more questions? Yes, Chaitanya.
Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for such a wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
You were telling in the beginning about Prahlad, like you were quoting from Prahlad Maharaj, telling how the solution, I mean, when we try to find happiness, we get more misery. So, if suppose somebody is ill or somebody is, say, hungry, then should he not, like, get medical treatment or take medicines or satisfy his hunger?
Well, so we have to understand various points in the scriptures are to be applied based on our stage of life. So at our stage of life, we are more dependent on food than Krishna consciousness. Right? So we follow that. We are hungry, we have prasadam. Like somebody is hungry on Nirjal Ekadashi, what will you tell him? Is it? No, we'll tell him, ek din try karo na. Chant karo. Be busy, read, manage ho jayega. You got my point? Nirjal Ekadashi, what will tell devotees? Huh? If somebody comes and says, I am very hungry, 2 p.m. and you are preaching to him, what will you tell him? Wait, wait, I'll bring prasad for you. Say, no, no, just sit, let's read Krishna book, let's chant. And tomorrow, just few more hours, tomorrow we'll drink water. This is very important, Nirjal Ekadashi. You're getting my point? So Prahlad Maharaj is trying to do that. But we don't do Nirjal Ekadashi 365 days. So at least one day, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, one day apply this verse. Right? If you are strong enough, you apply this verse every day for every problem. If not, then based on our dependence in the conditioning life, so we follow other verses which says, okay, you eat and chant. You with me? So Prahlad Maharaj is giving a general philosophical understanding which is true. But for us to apply it, we require at our stage. So those who are completely renounced, they understand this. That no use of avdutas, no use doing anything for the body. They just lie down like Rishabh. He was just lying down in his own stool and urine. Right? If we do that, we'll be instructed to take bath. Nobody can go and tell Rishabh, hey, take bath, stool and urine. He is enjoying. And his stool is fragrant till 20 kilometers. So that's avaduta stage. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying this is a philosophical point that if you try for happiness, you are bound to be distressed. But we are at a position where we can't follow this, so okay, try for happiness and get distress and overcome it in another ways. Right? But gradually we have to come to this platform that only Krishna, nothing else. Okay? And fortunately, having Maha Prasad when you are hungry is going to Krishna only, there is no difference. So there is no problem. Right? So if somebody is ill, he can go to doctor. Somebody is sleepy, he sleeps. That's sadhana bhakti. But on a higher stage, the situation is different. Is that okay, Chaitanya? Yes. Akshay. Nay. Haresh.
Yeah. Prabhuji, yesterday... Shredari. Yesterday, Mukund Madhav Prabhuji shared about Ras Leela. In that, he was sharing that Krishna, at the instance, he denied gopis and he said, you go back. He was testing them. So similarly, in this Brahmana's wife, we see Krishna said the same thing, you go. But gopis, they denied and Krishna was pleased. And here, Brahmana's wife followed. So how to understand, like, what is better?
Both are same. There is no difference between both. We should not think gopis are higher than wives of brahmanas because gopis stuck to their point and wives cooperated and obeyed. Both are same. There is no difference. There is variety in Krishna Leela. So we should not compare one devotee with another devotee. And then use our intellectual understanding, this devotee is better than this devotee. If Krishna is pleased, that's perfection. And don't put Krishna into an equation. He will be pleased only when he says no and you say yes. He says go and you say no, I will not go. Then only Krishna will be pleased. That's not, don't put him in a linear equation that this is the only way. No, he is pleased by both. Right? So in sadhana bhakti we have to have rules. They are linear. If you attend Mangalarti, Krishna will be pleased. If you don't attend, Krishna will not be pleased. But in higher cases, there are multiple variables. There are many ways to please Krishna. Right? So we should not compare devotees. Okay? There are devotees doing completely opposite and Krishna is pleased by both. Because love is there. There is comes a whole day thinking of Krishna, Manmana Bhava. Krishna is not pleased. And there is Yashoda Maya taking a stick to beat Krishna and he is very happy. How will we understand? There's Putana coming to kill Krishna with poisoned milk and is giving him liberation. And they are devotee daily offering milk with sugar, badam, pista, kesar, so much and they are just here only. No liberation. Where will you put this? So in other words, Krishna is illogical. Not negative, beyond our material logic. Right? So we don't compare. Both are equal. Okay. Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.